This is why CNN doesn't have any credibility. This is why CNN is nominated every year for the Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards. 4 years ago, during the BLM protest, which I believe the mainstream media called it the Summer of Love, CNN, they chose a rather unique way to cover the riots. I mean, peaceful protest. One of their unknown reporters was live on the scene standing in front of a burning building. As he is standing there talking, obviously no one was listening because no one watches CNN, but as he's standing there bloviating, producers, they put a graphic on the screen that read, "Fiery but mostly peaceful protest." The dude is literally standing in front of a burning building, and CNN is claiming the protest was peaceful. That would be like the Lizzo claiming that she is thin because she lost 100 pounds. She might have lost the weight, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't have plenty of body positivity left to lose. And even if she lost it, I have full confidence in the lovely Lizzo that she'll be able to find it. But just like it did 4 years ago, this summer, it is starting off with these grassroots peaceful protests. Now, the mainstream media, they would like you to think that these are college students who suddenly felt the need to express themselves. There's nothing organized about this. There's no major funding going into it. No, 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 no! These are just kids exercising their constitutional right to support Hamas while chanting death to America. Earlier this week, after weeks of camping outside in tents that just so happened to be there, I mean, I wonder where these tents came from. I wonder who set them up. Seems to me, for most of these kids, the only time they are capable of pitching a tent is when they are scrolling through Grindr. But after weeks of camping inside tents that apparently just fell out of the sky, the peaceful protesters, they decided that it was their right to enjoy the benefit of a roof. So they decided to take over Hamilton Hall on the campus of Columbia University. Once Hamilton Hall was properly occupied, it had to be renamed. The protesters, they couldn't inhabit a building that was named after one of the founding fathers. I mean, that would be un-American. So they decided to rename Hamilton Hall Hind Hall. They were honoring a six-year-old Palestinian girl who lost her life in Gaza. Now, obviously, these peaceful protesters had to be removed from the building. It's one thing to be protesting outside. The situation tends to escalate rather quickly, though, when you begin trespassing on private property. These kids, as the mainstream media continues to call them, these kids had plenty of time to vacate the premises. But according to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who, by the way, happens to be a Democrat, I want you to keep that in mind because we could have another situation where the woke are turning on the woke. But according to Eric Adams, the people occupying Hamilton Hall, they were not college students. They were not kids. A once peaceful protest has been co-opted by professional agitators. Just to be clear, those were his words, not mine. Translation, and before I translate this, I hope the bleeding heart doofus who was trying to argue with me on Twitter the other night, I hope you're watching this video. He was under the impression that these people are protesting for a good cause. They are fighting for children in Gaza. Oh, the children! It's all about the children! No, it's all about the money. Hell, most of the time, it's always about the money. Because what Eric Adams just basically said was, these people are being paid to cause trouble. You gotta remember, these protests have been going on for weeks now. After a while, especially when it's happening in your own backyard, even members of Woke United Methodist could reach the point where enough is enough. Late last night, Columbia University, they called the NYPD and asked them to handle the situation. Again, these professional agitators, they were given plenty of warning. They were told the NYPD was coming with full force. If you don't want to find yourself in a dangerous situation, you might want to grab your tuck-friendly bathing suit, your Palestinian flags, and your supersized cucumber and get the hell out of there. Now, of course, most of these peaceful protesters, they refused to listen. If I had to guess, They were hoping the NYPD would get violent so they could create a narrative of police brutality. They were provided the fuel for that ass fire by the beautiful AOC, not to be confused with AFG, one of the lead yentas on The View, but check it out for yourself. If any of these kids are hurt tonight, it's the mayor's fault and it's the responsibility of the NYPD. Oh, we must protect the kids. At what point do we start holding people responsible for themselves? If I am standing in a building that doesn't belong to me and the cops warn me that they are coming in to remove me with force, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna leave. No handcuffs are required. You don't need to bring shoes. I'll use my own. Thankfully, no one was hurt last night. But at some point, people have to be held responsible for themselves. Case in point, I'm watching Fox News last night and they caught up with one of these peaceful protesters. This young woman, she was doing what parishioners of Woke United Methodist do best, whining. I have been stuck in this building for days and we don't have food. The university should be required to feed us. If we don't eat, we could perish and wither away. There's a simple solution to that problem. There are hot dog vendors on every block in New York City. Walk out of the building and go get yourself a wiener. Anyway, CNN, they were live on the scene last night after the NYPD removed what the mayor called professional agitators. Now, the clips I'm about to show you, these segments, they were anchored by Andy Cooper and Laura Coates. Well, KC, who is Laura Coates? She used to work the door at CNN. She was responsible for handling Coates and making sure they stayed wrinkle-free. Now she is hosting a dump in prime time at the network. What a rise to stardom. Yeah, not really. Laura the coat handler, she was probably more high profile when she was working the door at CNN. At least then, people actually saw her. When you were hosting a primetime dump at CNN, you were pretty much guaranteed not to be seen. But anyway, Andy Cooper, Laura Coates, they are hosting these segments. I want you to listen very, very carefully. Unlike how they handled the protest in 2020 where CNN was blatant with their propaganda, this time around, they decided to be subtle with their wording. Even though it was subtle, it was still disgraceful how CNN described the NYPD and how they handled the situation. Watch for yourself.
I've covered lots of this sort of stuff around the world, and I've never seen this many police moving into one area.
I've covered many protests here in New York City. I have never seen a response like this, a mobilization like this, the way the NYPD came in with such force, with such precision. And it's clear, you know, in part, this was to send a message. It seems that they probably got some information. They got very concerned. They said that this was now a safety concern and they had to take this extreme measure and essentially come on campus, use the tactics that they did to get inside Hamilton Hall. It's so significant. I mean, this is a university, right? This is Columbia University. Scenes like this, this is something that's going to be part of history, certainly for this city, for this university, and Laura, for the NYPD. I mean, this is so significant what they did here and how they did it.
Did you notice the similarities? It's almost like these nameless faces at CNN are working off of the same script. I have never seen this many police to handle a peaceful situation. I have never seen a mobilization like this. This is frightening! What the hell did you want them to do? Were they supposed to send a single cop into the building? Were they supposed to give him the benefit of a social worker so she could gently convince the protesters to leave the building? Hey, it's me, social worker Shanice. Would you be so kind to immediately vacate the premises? Go away, asshole! I'm sensing anger in your voice. Would you like me to enroll you in sensitivity training? I know in this woke utopian world, they think those tactics work, but here in reality, they don't. You know what the protesters responded to? Force. The same force that CNN subtly criticized the NYPD for using. From all the reports I have seen, there was not a single person injured last night by the NYPD. Not one. Instead of CNN praising the NYPD, instead of CNN borrowing a line from Willie Green, who for reasons unknown is still the head coach of my New Orleans Pelicans, instead of CNN borrowing a line from our weasel head coach and giving the NYPD credit, CNN, they want to subtly criticize them for doing their job. It's not like the NYPD stormed Columbia uninvited. The university was tired of dealing with the bullshit, so they called the cops to handle the situation. The unknown doofus who was speaking with Laura Coates, he insinuated that a police response of this level shouldn't happen at Columbia because it's a university. I believe the insinuation here is colleges are supposed to be a safe space. College is supposed to be a place where ideas are freely exchanged, where protests can take place. There's just one problem, one tiny problem with that insinuation. As soon as they took over Hamilton Hall, this was no longer a protest, it was an occupation. Now, of course, for most of these people, the protest was an occupation to begin with because they were being paid to be there. This is one of many, many reasons that people are not watching CNN. This is one of many reasons that CNN doesn't have any credibility. I don't know much about Laura Coates, but here's what I do know. If she was working at another network, Laura Coates would be fired. Not because of anything that she said, not because of any wrongdoing. Laura Coates would be fired for underperforming. Her ratings suck. I mean, they suck. First quarter of 2024, Laura Coates averaged around 350,000 viewers. Now, this is in prime time. We make fun of Caitlin Collins. Katie Roo! We make fun of Caitlin Collins for pulling 700,000 viewers. Laura Coates is bringing in half that number. This is what happens when you make personnel decisions based on diversity, equity, and inclusion. 2 years ago, 2 years ago, when I said that CNN needed a complete overhaul, this is exactly what I was talking about. How many times have I said it was not enough to fire the donut diva Brian Stelter? Wasn't enough to fire Jeff Toobin, the professional wanker spanker? CNN needed a complete overhaul from top to bottom. Those doofus reporters on the street, their only job is to give you the news. Their only job is to explain what's going on. It ain't their job to put their subtle spin on the situation. Now, to be fair, more than likely, it's not all their fault. Like I said, I would not be surprised if they are being given a script by CNN and they're being told exactly what to say. But anyway, give me your thoughts on this. CNN, once again, an absolute disgrace. It appeared to me that they were subtly trying to disparage the NYPD. Did you see it the same way? It's entirely possible that I could be reading too much into it. I don't think that's the case, but when you have been covering CNN as long as I have, I could be a little bit biased with how I'm seeing it. You tell me, though. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys later.